Blog Talk Radio.
We reserve the right to not disclose personal and private information, and the views and opinion expressed on the Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mir are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policies and position of our organization. Any content provided by our authors are of their own opinion and not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, organization, or individual. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode on Live, Laugh, and Learn with yours truly. So today, look, I have a hot topic, but before we get in, we are going to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you for who you are and what you do. Thank you for the different trials and tests and tribulation that we go through, Father God. That is there for us, Father God, to mature, but also help someone else that may be in need. Father God, help me to decrease so that you can increase. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you that you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Nothing get past you. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Amen. Look, so today we are going to be talking about personal hygiene. Lord, if it had not been for you. And I know the topic is so funny, but, you know, as parents, we go through some things with personal hygiene and grooming our children. And as they're little, I can go back when I was little and my mom, you know, she would put Vaseline on our face before we go to the bus stop, especially if it's cold outside, to make sure that I really didn't understand the principle of why. But as I grew up, she kind of like, okay, that is so that the Vaseline actually helps if it's cold outside because you won't actually feel it as much. And as well as she will wipe our nose, just different things she will do, but she was preparing us and showing us how to care for ourselves. But as we get older, come on now, as we get older, we slouch back. We become, you know, accustomed to where we are, accustomed to, okay, I don't feel like doing it. I have a choice. So there are some things I'm not going to do because I don't feel like doing it. And maybe I'll do it later because some of us just want to rest. But we need to get this thing together as it pertains to personal hygiene and grooming ourselves. I can say that there's a difference between a male and a female. And my son and my daughter, you know, men, they can work out, they can play sports and stuff like that, and they may not perspire like women. But when women work out or play sports or what have you, you would know about it. You have to hit the shower running. You hear me? So I'm explaining that, you know, as my kids was younger and as they grew, I had to explain it to, you know, my son was more so laid back, okay. He can kind of have stuff piled up and he can take a shower in the morning and he'd be fine. My daughter, on the other hand, you know, I'm not going to say she's clutter, but I'm going to say she consumes a lot of stuff. She's not a hoarder, but it's just like she don't want to throw away anything. She just want to keep things. So I have to explain the difference to her as though when it comes down to personal grooming as well as personal hygiene, you have to care as much about yourself that you spend on watching TV or that you spend on a computer or that you spend on your phone. You have to care about yourself. You are the representation of who God is, but also the representation of your parents. So you have to make sure that you not only look good, but you keep yourself properly groomed. I'm not going to let you come out the house with your hair no any kind of way, your face in a kind of way, your clothes in a kind of way, like you're just a slouch. And my son, I did the same. And I remember taking my son one year. We went to, it was some meeting at a school with like a, I'm not going to say it was superintendents or something like that, but it was a meeting we went to across the water. And I remember us stopping in a not so nice neighborhood. And when I say not so nice neighborhood, I'm going to say, you know, they call it the projects or the hood. And I'm not being discriminatory when I say that, because I grew up in subsidized community. I grew up in the hood. But I know that just because you grew up in the hood or subsidized community don't mean you need to take on that mindset. And if you were to look at me and you didn't know me, you would be like, oh, no, she didn't grow up in the hood. But no, I did. So, you know, I can go there if I need to, but thank God for deliverance. So we went to this restaurant. It was actually Church's Chicken. And we just wanted to grab something to eat so we can go back to this meeting. And I remember people just looking at my son, because I told my son to just go in the restaurant and just order XYZ. And I remember the people just looking at him like, what are you doing around here? Like, you don't even belong. It was like he was like a sore thumb that stood out. And here's the reason being, because I groomed him and I raised him in a manner of, we don't sag our pants. You're going to put your pants on your waist, pull it all the way on your waist, and you may wear, he was more so into, I would have dressed him in more so like polo shirts, button up and stuff like that. That's just the collegiate look that I like for my son. You know, it was neat and it didn't give off, okay, I'm a certain kind of way, because people do stereotype, you know, different races or what have you. But it's what I wanted for my son. So when we went in this area, they knew he didn't belong by how he was dressed. So when my son got his food, he hurried up and got back in the car. I was like, Mom, did you see them? I was like, yes, they looked at you like that. Because if you look at the surrounding where we were, they can say that you don't belong by how you dress. And what I mean by that is, that's where you want to care about how you look. How are you being displayed to others? What do others see? Do they see someone that, you have people that go to work that just don't care about how they look when they go to work. And it's like, wow, you just rolled off the bed and this is how you look. But as a parent, it is our job to instill in our children that you have to take responsibility. I can raise you until you get a certain age, but you have to take the time to wash your face. You have to take the time to comb your hair. You have to take the time to dress well, iron your clothes. If they're not wrinkled, I understand, but take the time to care for yourself, because we know that our body is not our own. It is the temple of God, and we have to treat it as such. But we do also have those instances as parents where our children may come to us with things that they have encountered at school. Like for my daughter, I remember her going through a stage. Well, I'm not going to go deep into the incident, but I remember having to go to my co-pastor's like, co-pastor, this is what I'm dealing with. Like, why do I have to keep telling her to do X, Y, Z? And my co-pastor is like, Mom, you just keep staying on her. She's going to get it. And, you know, she talked to my daughter. And thank God that we're in a season where she got what I was trying to tell her. But it wasn't because I was relaxed. It wasn't because I let up. It was because it's the season in life. We are not exempt from going through the different seasons in life. Some are good. Some are challenging, I would say. And as I think about that, I think about where she was, but also her bringing to my attention different things where she can say, well, Mom, a child, some of my friends would say XYZ because someone did not smell so well. Or she can say, well, Mom, I smelled this at school, and, you know, I know the person know that they, you know, may not be, I would say, may not smell so good, or what can I do, because it bothers me. So as I think about that, one scripture came to mind, and it was like, bear the infirmities of the weak. So let's go to Romans chapter 15. And I'm going to read, and I'm going to stop at verse 1, and I'm reading from the Message version. Those of us who are strong and able in faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter, and not just do what is most convenient for us. Strength is for service, not status. Each of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? Verse 3, that's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's trouble, but waiting right in and helped out. I took on the troubles of the trouble, is the way the scripture puts it. Even if it was written in scripture long ago, you can be sure it's written for us. God wants the combination of his steady, consistent calling and warm personal counsel in scripture to come to characterize us, keeping us alert for whatever he will do next. May our dependable, steady, and warmly personal God develop maturity in you so that you can get along with each other as well as Jesus gets along with us all. Then we'll be a choir, not our voices only, but our very lives singing in harmony in a stunning anthem to the God and Father of our Master Jesus. So as we look at these scriptures, especially verse 1 through 2, God is telling us we cannot do what is convenient for us, right? Because he given us the example, which is his son, Jesus, and we are his sons and daughters in Christ, right? And we are to follow that example. Jesus did not do what was convenient for him. So I had to explain that to my daughter. You can't do what's convenient for you. If a group of people come to you and ask you a question and say, hey, did so-and-so XYZ, you don't have to join that or do what's convenient, because what's convenient for you is to, you can ignore. You can say, okay, I don't want to be bothered with. As parents, we can get to that stage too where, you know, I'm tired of talking to them about this. Eventually they are getting it. Or you just try to sweep things under the rug hoping that one day they will get it. But that was back in the old days. That's what they did when we was growing up. You keep sweeping things on the rug. One day someone's going to take the rug and move it, and then you're going to see everything that was hidden under the rug. You have to address certain things, and you can't just do what's convenient for you feeling that it's going to go away. Then it says strength is for service, not status. So I had to explain to my daughter as well, you cannot get focused about your status with this group. You have to do what is right, meaning show good to others, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's something sensitive where you feel as though you can't address. You have to ask, how can I help? Like with my daughter, if it's something related to school, like she can come to me, okay, so, well, Mom, you know, this girl, you know, do smell or what have you. If you believe that you don't have like a close relationship with this person, or this person may not receive well what you're saying, what I recommend you to do is to get an adult involved and not your friends involved. Because typically what happens is when you get your friends involved, then it becomes publicized. And God do not want us to shine a light on people's weakness. He wants us to be strong and assist them in their weakness. And you also have to, the golden rule is, do unto others as you will have them do unto you. You don't want anyone to put a spotlight on your weakness and to make it publicized. You have to do good and help one another. So do it alone with an adult. Hey, you know, can I talk to you for a minute? Well, I recognize, you know, this person may not have so-and-so, or I recognize that there may be a certain stench or certain hygiene deficiency with a certain person. Is it possible that you can probably talk with them to see if they need assistance or try to get them assistance if that is needed? Because I know for me, when I was in high school, I went through that stage of, even though my mom given us everything that we needed, it was everything that we had. It may not necessarily did the job. And I can say that, okay, well, let's just say if my mom, she shopped at Family Dollars or what have you, right? And because she shopped at Family Dollars, you know, I may not have received everything that I needed because something, some deodorant did not necessarily address my hygiene need. My hygiene need could be that I needed a stronger deodorant. And as a result, I've experienced the bullying on that area where I didn't hear it from my friends, but I heard it from outsiders that, okay, Mary, your underarms stink. And it wasn't nice. So I won't going to be open to someone else coming to me to tell me otherwise because the people around me couldn't even tell me. Even when, you know, me and my sister were sharing a room, it's like, wow, she didn't even tell me, you know. So I say all this to say our job is to help, is to see that if there is a need, is to get help for them if you are not comfortable with addressing the need. It is not for us to overlook because the word tells us, Jesus didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but waded right in and helped out. Like, who are you doing this for? Is it for status, or are you going to be strong and to serve others? We can't overlook that. And even as, like I said, parents, we have to train and teach our children, but also realize that when they become age, let's just say 10, 11, 12, and up, they're going to still need some reinforcement. They're going to still need that consistency, not that you're going to just overlook what it is that they need. They could need something that you may not necessarily see because you're just making it convenient for yourself and you're just overlooking it like, you know, I'm not going to deal with this right now. They eventually get it, or because you having a busy day. These are things that we can overlook as parents. So I'm encouraging you as a parent, don't let up as it pertains to personal hygiene and grooming. And the first example to this is your child seeing you. What are you doing? Do you care about how you look? Oh, all right, God. Do you care about how you look when you step outside your house? Or do you just put on anything, don't wash your face, don't brush your teeth, because you just running a deadline is coming up, or because you said, well, I don't have time, or it's just going to be a quick run. You know, and my daughter, the one thing I can say about her is she knows that we care about how we look to the point where my daughter would be like, Mom, do you have to do all that? And I'm like, yes, because I care about myself. I'm not dressing up for you or looking a certain kind of way for you. I'm doing this because I know, first of all, my body is God's temple, okay? Also, I know that I can be the first introduction to Christ for someone, okay? It ain't because of who I am, where I am, and how I look. It is only because of God's goodness and also that steadfastness and that strength,
I can't just wake up and do whatever I want to do. I have to make sure that I am giving God my best. And he will make the difference for whatever I need or wherever I come short. So if that means I spend a little extra washing my face or doing my eyebrows or putting on some concealer or what have you, yes. If that means, oh, Mom, why do you have to put on heels? Or why do you have to? I care about how I look. Yeah, there are sometimes, yes, I have more heels and more boots than tennis shoes, but that's just the person I am. But you have to care about yourself. Even if you put on tennis shoes, whatever outfit you wear, make sure that you have it ironed. It's not wrinkled, no holes in it. I mean, you know, if you have to graduate from that area, I understand. If you lack resources in that area, I understand. And I believe in God that that is just a temporary situation for you. God will give you what you need and more if you trust and believe him, but also be diligent with where you are. You have to give God your best. And another thing when it comes down to the parenting and grooming and what have you, we have to check them. We have to check our children. Even if it's difficult, even if you feel like you just keep I'm not going to say nagging, but you keep nudging them. Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do that? I mean, sometimes you do have to reinforce. You have to remind them. I'm not going to say do it all the time, but I'm going to say they need that reminder, because for my daughter, I can tell her to do something, right? And once I tell her to do something, I know that I can only give her a maximum of 3 things to do at one time. And if I give her more, she will not remember what I said. And I actually learned that a couple of years ago. So I said, tell me, repeat what I just said to you. And she would say, well, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, that's not what I said. So I have to repeat what I said so she can understand and hear what I'm saying. So as parents, it's okay to ask your child, can you repeat what I just said? Because you want to make sure that they are hearing you. And if they are not hearing you, sometimes you're going to have to make the adjustment as a parent so that they can receive what you're trying to get to them. And that's not a weakness for you in your position, but it's actually you yielding to where they are as a child so that they can hear you. And going forward, you know how to handle it. Because we're just like, you know, our Heavenly Father and Jesus, they are constantly adjusting things to make sure that we're receiving what they're trying to get to us. When we was a child, they gave us things on a child level. But as we grow older, they are constantly adjusting things so that we can get the message. Because I can say years ago, I couldn't understand certain things, but now I do. And that's because someone loved me enough to say, Mary, this is what you need. Maybe you need to go to the dentist. Maybe you need to go to the doctor. I mean, it's just different things that people can say, not that they actually said it. But boys and girls are different. And we have to understand that as parents. And we have to do our part in helping them to cultivate that part within themselves, care about how they look to themselves, but also how they look outwardly, not to impress anyone, but to make sure that they are the representation of how good God has been, and also a representation of, if anyone need assistance, I'm going to see if I can help them. So it's a two-sided. You want them to look good, to care for themselves, make sure they are properly groomed, make sure that they have on personal hygiene, make sure that they are washing properly and make sure that if they see someone lacking or may have a body odor, that they can step in to get them assistance if they feel as though they are afraid to do so or it's a sensitive topic. I know that it's easy for us to jump in the crowd with doing whatever someone else is doing, but that is not what God is calling us to do. And Romans 15, this is something that I'm encouraging you all to meditate on, but also share with your children to help them to see. I know that you may not be strong in this area. I went through this, you know, as a child and in middle school or what have you. It's okay to share some personal experience with your children so that they can receive it. Jesus taught many times in parables. He broken it down so that others can receive what he was trying to teach them. So I'm just encouraging you to be open with your child, but also address the personal hygiene, because we know, Lord, if it had not been for you, we would not be where we at. Until next time.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to tonight's episode. For more information on booking products, services, you are welcome to visit motivationalmary.com. Remember to live on purpose, laugh often, and learn something new in Christ.